It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. The Public Theater is celebrating 50 years of Shakespeare in the Park at the Delacorte Theater this summer with a couple of shows about getting lost and getting found in the woods. The Stephen Sondheim musical, Into the Woods, begins performances next month. Through the end of this month, the company is presenting Shakespeare's comedy As You Like It. Lily Rabe, Charles, played Portia opposite Al Pacino's Shylock for Shakespeare in the Park and subsequently on Broadway a couple of seasons ago. But here, Lily Rabe is taking the central role of Rosalind in As You Like It. What makes this role challenging, and how does Lily Rabe fare?
Well, the language is actually quite complicated. It's considered one of the really tough female roles in Shakespeare, also one of the most rewarding. And it's a trouser role, as many of his female roles are. So she has to basically portray a woman playing a man quite convincingly, and she does. And at the same time, she has to sort of fluctuate between being sort of an antagonist of the idea of love and being completely enamored, you know, swooning with love. And Lily Rabe does this quite wonderfully well. It's a very charming performance. She's turned into really one of the leading Shakespearean actresses of her generation, if not the leading Shakespearean actress of her generation.
The production also shares a director with the Pacino version of The Merchant of Venice. Daniel Sullivan, what's his particular concept here in As You Like It?
Well, actually, I think what's wonderful about his productions is that he does not attempt to bring any extra, you know, significance to them. He finds a period that he thinks appropriate, and that's what he goes for. And basically, in this production, he sets it in the American South in, I think, the 19th century. So you have lovely rustic costumes. The set by Jolene Beatty is sort of brings Central Park on stage in a way that's really enchanting. But, you know, as with Twelfth Night and Merchant of Venice, he doesn't really attempt to, you know, do too much tinkering in order to, you know, thrust his own ideas upon the play.
Setting it in the American South did give the production an opportunity to do something unusual with music, though.
Yeah, exactly. Steve Martin, who's, of course, best known as a movie actor and formerly once upon a time as a stand-up comedian, he also writes novels and buys art. He's a composer. I didn't really know this, and he specializes in, I guess, bluegrass music, and he's composed some really wonderful music for this this play. I mean, there are a lot of songs in it, and so it gives an opportunity for a composer to really shine, and he did a wonderful job.
You don't expect to hear a banjo at a Shakespeare play. But
no, you don't.
You get to with this version of As You Like It. The play has a lot of wonderful supporting characters who are pursuing various ends in the play. Who among the cast stood out for you at the Delacorte Theater?
Well, for me, the most surprising and charming performance came from Oliver Platt, who is not someone I associate with Shakespeare, of course. He's very funny as Touchstone, who is one of the wittiest of Shakespeare's fools. But a lot of the roles are really well filled. Steven Spinella, who, of course, won 2 Tonys for Angels in America many years ago, is not playing a comic character particularly. He's playing Jaques, the melancholic. But he's quite terrific, too. This is really a deeply cast production that was really one of the most satisfying Shakespeare in the Parks I've seen in a while.
Into the Woods is going to have to go some distance to be as good as this production, it seems.
Yeah, they had their work cut out for them, but they have a very exciting cast lined up for that, too. So I think everyone's very anxious or rather excited about seeing that.
As You Like It continues through the end of this month at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park. And each week at this time, Charles Isherwood joins us to go around Broadway on WQXR.